Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day and a few minutes away. Welcome to the last Daf in Pesachim, the last one, 121, Pesachim 121. The Gemara mentions in the Mishnah, if one recited the blessing over the Pesach offering, he has exempted himself from the blessing over the Chagiga offering. But if he recited the blessing over the Chagiga offering, he has not exempted himself from the blessing of the Pesach offering. These are the words of Reb Yishmael. But Rabbi Akiva says the blessing over this one does not exempt one from the blessing over that one, nor does the blessing over that one exempt one from the blessing over this one. The idea being to focus in on how we think in our lives we have exemptions. I did my chesed act for today. I'm exempt from doing anything else. I did my mitzvah for today. I'm exempt from anything else. You know, I helped him today. Why do I have to do anything else? I helped him yesterday. Why should I do anything else? I'm exempt. We think because we do this mitzvah or that mitzvah, we're exempt from doing something else. There is the idea, of course, ha'osik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. You know, someone's involved in burying the dead. We're not going to ask him to do anything else, of course. But in general, if you're around and you're lounging around, you're sitting around and you say, I did my mitzvah for today. I'm not going to do any more mitzvahs. That's not the mindset. That's not the Jewish way. That is not our way, the Torah way. We need to do as many mitzvahs as we can, gathering as many mitzvahs as we can, accumulating as many mitzvahs as we can. Don't think that you're exempt. Just because you do mitzvahs here and there doesn't mean we exempt the rest of the day or the rest of the week or the rest of the life, God forbid. Grab those mitzvahs. Do the mitzvahs. Just as the Gemara here talks about this thing could be exempting this thing, in our lives, don't think like that. Do the mitzvahs you can. Do the chesed you can. Do the Torah learning you can. As much as you can every single day. And even if you grab a little bit of Torah, it doesn't exempt you from the rest of the day. Grab what else you can from Torah. The Torah emails. Or a little bit, a shir here, a shir there, reading this, read that. Do what you can to get yourself involved with the day, with the mitzvahs as much as possible. Don't have the exemption philosophy. Don't have the putter from this philosophy in your days. Join us next time as we move over to the next Mesechta here in the Audio DDD with Reb T, God willing. And I'm your host, Reb T.